I think it's a good choice. She has been the one who has been most expected to be named as chancellor. I think she actively went after the position. And given the fact that we are seeing a new and somewhat diverse point of view expressed by the Board of Regents, I think she would be a good leader for that board.
By a diverse point of view, do you mean a sort of change in the conception of what to do over Common Core?
A little bit of that, for sure. But I, in a bigger sense, my experience with the Board of Regents has been, at one point, they were a group that was, you know, fairly unified, one voice. Most of the people looked and acted a lot alike. They thought pretty much alike. It's only been in the last few years where we've started to see some new and different types of faces and voices brought to the table, different points of view being expressed. And within the last couple of years, we've actually seen some split votes, which was unusual from years past. So the fact of the matter is, a change has been underway with the Board of Regents for a while. Betty Rosa has been a part of that change, and I think she's the voice of those people who would like to see a new direction. I think she's a very capable of leading this Board of Regents.
What have you been hearing from your group's membership, the school boards around the state?
I don't think this has been high on their radar screen. I do know that the Chancellor Tisch has been identified with much of the controversies around Common Core and testing and APPR and her relationship with now U.S. Secretary of Education John King. And I think there were people who were ready for a change. I don't think they know Betty Rosa at all, but I do believe that they were ready for a change, and I think they'll be pleasantly impressed with what Dr. Rosa brings to the table.
Would you say you were one of those people ready for a change?
You know, I have never had a contrary conversation with Chancellor Tisch. I do think that she was very true to her word as to what her expectations were, what her mission was. She never seemed to flinch, and I was impressed with that. But I also knew that she had unfortunately lost some of the support from the field, as well as perhaps from the board itself, and it was probably time for somebody else to take up the baton.
What are some of the first things you would like to see Betty Rosa do now that she is in office as Regents Chancellor?
Somewhat like Commissioner Ilya is doing, I think it would be helpful if the Chancellor would get out outside of New York City or Albany and get to know some of the people who rely on the Board of Regents for education policy direction. My guess is that the new chancellor elect has not spent a whole lot of time in upstate New York and with school districts that are not urban. And it would be helpful for her to get a better sense of what boards of education do and what educators do in school districts around the state.